USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Georgia's governor and lieutenant governor have rejected calls to convene a special session of the state's legislature to overturn the results of the presidential election. Governor Brian Kemp and Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan said that the courts were the only viable avenue to challenge the results of the election, refusing to call a special session for the General Assembly to select a separate slate of presidential electors. But Jenna Ellis says that's not something Kemp has the power to do. The senior legal advisor to the Trump campaign tells Newsmax TV that the legislature can meet to select electors without Kemp's permission.
So it is really important that Governor Kemp act, but as far as the presidential election and the delegates, the governor does not have any power. The state legislature can run a resolution itself and can simply notify Congress that they are sending a separate slate of delegates according to their will, their power, and their authority. The governor has absolutely no power to act in that case.
USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that's shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Following Sunday night's Georgia Senate runoff debates, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King had some thoughts about the elections. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Georgia Senate race debates took place Sunday night. Dr. Martin Luther King's niece, Alveda King, on Fox, says Democrats are playing the race card, and that's dangerous.
John Ossoff, Raphael Warnock are adept at teaching fear, anger, stirring up bitterness. It's called playing the race card. So stirring up emotions and fear is very dangerous, but giving solutions. Ginger Howard and I, in our book, We're Not Colorblind, teach people how to do that.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And President-elect Joe Biden will reportedly name the first African-American to lead the Department of Defense. Politico reporting Monday that Biden will nominate retired General Lloyd Austin to serve as his Secretary of Defense. Austin had previously served as the chief of U.S. Central Command from 2013 to 2016. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee at e-autopay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A man duels with a bear to save his best friend. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
A California man ended up in a fight with a bear to save his pit bull named Buddy. CBS 13 Sacramento reported Caleb Benham said the day before Thanksgiving he heard a growl and saw a bear had the dog in its mouth. Caleb said he just ran down there, plowed into the bear, tackled it, and grabbed it by the throat until it let go. Mr. Benham describes the injuries to the dog.
Stapled up right there and then down the side. It's all stapled right there. His eye stitched right there and right here. Actually had got him right on the corner of his eye right there, but didn't get his eye.
The incident took place in Nevada County, California, which is west of Reno down the I-80. The bear has returned several times since the attack, and Benham said he can't figure out how to get the bear to leave him alone. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Bob Dylan has sold the rights to his entire songwriting catalog. The deal gives the Universal Music Publishing Group the rights to more than 600 of the 79-year-old Dylan's songs and is worth a reported $300 million. Under the deal, Universal now receives royalties whenever another artist covers one of Dylan's songs, when they're used in commercials or movies, and gets revenue from streaming and commercial sales. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer's career has spanned 58 years, selling more than 125 million records. And his latest studio album, his 39th, was released this past June. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.